Remember, in the course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
And welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I am one of your friends today. We're joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
This is a special bonus episode. We have our first ever interview, and we're joined by another friend, Mr. Sean Robinson, the writer and director of Life of Belle, which you can now view on Screenbox. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's dive into it. Ike, get us started here.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. All right, Sean. Well, as you know, we, of course, reviewed your movie Life of Belle. It was a fantastic film, and we'll talk a little bit more about how much we loved it later, I'm sure. But we want to get a little insight from you. Talk to us a little bit about how the idea for Life of Belle developed.
Okay. Well, it actually started with my daughter, who plays Belle in the movie. She came to me and was like, I want to be on TV. So I was like, okay. So we just kind of sat down, and me and Sarah, the lady that plays the mother, and went over some ideas and came up with the kind of the idea of what the film is. And I just wrote it out, and here we are 6 months later. So
yeah. So did you know you wanted to do it as a found footage film, or did the idea come first and then the found footage came later?
The story itself called for it. We had the story going, and then the more I kept writing and thought about it, I was like, this does not need to be a typical film. This needs to be from her perspective.
Right.
So that's why we went the found footage route. So the story dictated this one. So
good deal.
Absolutely. And, just to follow up on that, the found footage aspect, and we actually talked about this a little bit during the interview, or not the interview, our review of the film, but did you intentionally go into it trying to, with the setup of the cameras, I'm assuming it was intentional, but we talked about how a lot of found footage films have sort of a fatal flaw where they go overboard with cameras. Mm-hmm. Did you intentionally go with a limited scope to kind of avoid some of those flaws, or what was the intention with that scope?
Well, we actually have nanny cams in the house, and they're in both the kids' rooms, the playroom, which goes, like you said, goes to the front door downstairs and then the back door. So they were already there. So we kind of, I just mirrored it is what I did. So I thought, because it, you know, we put them up logically is like, these are where it needs to go to be able to see the kids, you know, whenever they're running around. So
perfect. Yeah. That was honestly my thought process as well. And I was like, I was geeking out a little bit during the review of the film. Cause I was like, I love this setup. I know it's so like subliminal, I guess you could say, but it just made so much sense. That being said, we also talked about in our review that, there's a lot of Robinsons in this film.
Yes.
And we've kind of established that, you know, it's your daughter. But this was a family affair. So can you kind of give us a rundown of that a little bit, of who was in the film?
Yeah. So Belle and Link, the two main kids in the film, they are actually my children. Sarah, the mother, is my wife. And then my older brother played the father. And then everybody at the beginning, the officer and all that, were basically friends and neighbors. So
yeah. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since you said, you know, Belle and Link, right? They were your children. Did you have any issues when you're making the movie? Because the movie has a lot of tension, mm-hmm. some fear. There's some, you put your children in some scary moments there, Sean.
A little bit.
Yeah. Were there ever any issues? Did you ever say, oh, I don't know, maybe I should, or your children are all like, yeah, bring it on. Let's go.
They did. They were very excited. Matter of fact, Belle came up with some things I'm sure we'll talk about in a little bit, but there were other things that I had written in the script that they did not feel comfortable doing. So we did
Okay.
not shoot those. So everything in the film that you see is the things that they were okay with, and they knew ahead of time 100% what was happening. There was no boo moments, I guess you would say, to where they were not expecting something. It was 100%. We talked to them beforehand, and they were okay with it. So.
Well, and when you talk in retrospect, when you talk to them after the fact, did they really feel terror? Because man, we talked about it in our review, their reaction seemed very genuine.
Yeah, they have a lot of practice with that. That's how they get me to do whatever they want.
All right.
No, we did talk. I mean, there was a couple scenes where they, because of the way the setup was, and the house, especially towards the end, there were parts where they were like kind of getting to a point they were freaking out. But we would stop, talk to them, and things like that. But I honestly, I know it seems genuine, but it was all them. Like they're the
They,
ones who done that. Like it
man,
was
they,
not.
yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm very, very proud of them. Like I was blown away, sitting there recording it. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and I do want to add to that. Something we talked about during our review is I think the scene that really set it for me because I've been around children before. I've heard them cry. The scene where the mom comes into Belle's room after sort of we kind of figure out that there's something not so right and she's crying. It tore me up a little bit. I was like, this is just hitting me. This is hitting home. Dave and I are huge fans of another film that I would almost kind of put it in the same realm as called Skinamarink, where it's following the narrative of the child and just that the fear through the eyes of a child is just something completely untouched, I feel like.
I agree.
And I mean, this just did such a great job. I just had to give a little compliment, I guess, to that because
Well, thank you.
I
I've
loved
not
it.
seen that one yet, but I do. It's on my list. So, but yeah.
I would definitely compare what you did to that. Obviously, yours is more found footage, I think, than sort of the ethereal weirdness that a Skinamarink is, because that's what a lot of people, I think, get turned off about Skinamarink. But I
Yeah,
just
but they
think that
both,
how you
yeah,
did it.
they both touch that same nerve, right? That uncomfortable. This is
Exactly.
a, you know, that, you know, that's, it's what the fear is, right? The terror is, the tension is. It's not, you know, the monster in the closet. It's holy crap, what are these kids going through? And
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Almost to the point where it was trying to, the life of Belle for was trying to put you in the kid's shoes. So it was like bring you back to that childhood fear, you know, that I don't know, you know, you may or may not remember how you felt as a child, but that was the whole point.
Yeah, and
I think you accomplished
Well, thank you.
that.
Yeah, and with the aspect of Bill, you know, kind of wanting to do the online thing, you know, whatever the YouTube quote unquote type thing, that I think that again we made, you know, we commented that made sense, right? It made sense why that was being filmed, and it's a very real thing with kids. But it was great because it truly gave you Bill's perspective, right? It was her filming, it was her on her own doing these things, so it was a great approach to really get her reaction and her perspective on it.
Yeah, I little fun fact. So for about a week, I kind of gave her my phone and was like, you know, have fun, you know, and then I went back and I studied the videos and what she was doing, and that's how those scenes came into fruition. I kind of was like, okay, she would do this, you know, or Link would do this, you know. So yeah. So it was very, I did study that. It was, yeah, I tried to at least. So
Absolutely.
yeah.
But kind of along these same lines, we're kind of talking about how great everyone did. I mean, every single person in this film just they hit the mark. And I kind of checked out IMDb a little bit. I'm a IMDb snoop. I go on there, I go to the film, I try and drill down like, okay, where has this person been?
Right.
And I've seen some things, but has any of your family done any previous acting or anything like that?
Outside of short films that we did while we were learning how to actually do, or I was learning how to actually do this. No, this was it was everyone involved's first time attempting at a feature film period and a found footage anything. So, Yeah, this is a definitely first time for everything. So, yeah,
Well,
that's
you wouldn't have
incredible.
guessed that. Yeah, you would not
Oh,
have guessed that it was a first time for anything. I'll give you that much.
well, thank you. I really
Yeah.
appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, so like have I started off. It was about 3 years ago. I've always loved film, obviously, and then I was just like, I want to try and do this. So for like 6 months, I kind of studied it, watching YouTube videos, tutorials, things like that, but mainly on like the software stuff. And then we did practice stuff. Most of the practice stuff is like funny little family videos that I put on Facebook, yeah, but it was intended to be as a practice. And then last year is when we finally decided, we were like, let's do this, and that's, yeah, so that's how it started.
I love that.
Yeah, well, you said a lot of the ideal, started with you and Belle, right, discussing and her approaching you. But you, like you said, your son's in it, your brother's in it, your wife's in it. So bringing them in, was it always intended that, hey, we're going to use this as a family project, right? A family thing? Or was it kind of a, hey, that's a matter of convenience, right? We need some more cast members. Hey, honey, you're gonna play in this, you're gonna be in this film that me and Belle want to do.
Yeah, no, it was I wrote it to Belle Link and Sarah, the mother. I wrote it to them, so I had them in mind from the start that they were going to play it. My brother Matthew, it wasn't a last moment thing, but that one was more of I don't know who else kind of thing, which I think he did a great job, and I'm super
Yeah.
appreciative for him helping out on it. But yeah, it was always intended for them. So
Yeah. Did your wife have an interest in doing this kind of, I mean, because she was really great and
yeah.
really, I mean, disturbing in it. I mean, does she have an interest in this ahead of time?
She when I told her we were gonna do a big one, yeah, 100%. Like, she
Okay.
was all on board with it. And then the more along that when I was writing it, I would read her some parts of it, never told her everything till it was done. And then that's when she was like, oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could do that. But the more she read the whole story, and she's like, okay, all right, now it makes sense. So, yeah, but yeah, she was on board at the start for the most part.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so obviously with this being a, family affair, this being just passion project, was this also filmed in your own home, or did you go through the process to get like an Airbnb and filming in that or something?
No, it was our home. Yeah. Well, we currently are sitting in. So.
Oh, so it's an on-set interview. This is
Yes.
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I can give you a
Wow.
tour, give you some backstage, scenes.
Yeah,
So
well, I
go ahead.
mentioned, go talk to Ike in the review. You talked about the camera setup and how perfectly it worked, why the home layout. Talked about that.
Well, and I was gonna say, he mentioned when I, because I asked about it just a second ago. So then you said that where the cameras are set up is how you normally have your camera set up in your house, like your nanny cam type thing. So, to kind of follow with that though, does your children, like, I feel like if I filmed a movie that young, I would always like in picture doing a movie in my house. Do they still like think that way? Do they still like, do they avoid certain areas because they're like, oh, that, I don't know about that corner over there.
No, not really, to be honest. I mean, at towards the like right when it was done, they would like kind of point out me like, hey, we did this here. But yeah, they don't really talk about it much anymore, other than Belle keeps saying, oh, it's viral. Like, that's the
Yeah.
only, whatever
Is she?
that means.
Is she getting a bit of an ego? Is she like, hey, Dad, I'm a movie star now. You get
It's forming. I'm trying to stop it. Yes, it is forming. No, and the reason being is because her teacher actually watched it. Yeah, and she like was talking to him, talking to her about it. I was like, I saw your movie, and then she came home. She was like, ah, I'm just so awesome. So,
That's great. That's
yeah,
great.
which
Well,
honestly was the whole point. So.
yeah. Well, it's fun. Yeah. And you told me, right, you in discussions, you said that while this is where your nanny came, but you only used one camera,
Yes.
right? And you had to move. And so tell, and you said you even borrowed the camera, right? So tell
Yes.
us about that.
Yeah. So every angle and even the handheld stuff was me holding it the whole time. Belle on the handheld, she was standing next to me holding my hand. So as we were doing this, but yet it was a borrowed camera from my brother, just because I didn't really have one at the moment. That but anyway, so and then the static cams, the nanny cams, basically those were me standing on a chair holding it, like
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
that's
and I would
remarkable.
have, and it was one camera for everything, so we would move it, at per scene. Change up. So yeah.
I'm just picturing you standing in the corner of your kitchen, just like
Yep.
what?
That's
That's
exactly
awesome.
it. So, and I had like a reference picture on my phone of where each scene was, like where it needed to be, and I would just kind of line it up exactly, and then I would hold my breath and hope it went well. So yeah.
Well, I would have never guessed that. I mean, legitimately, they seemed very static. They didn't seem like they moved. Every shot seemed the same. So I thought they were actually multiple cameras. So you have me fooled.
Well, good. Yeah.
But
Awesome.
kind of going along that same line, barred camera, all this stuff. Dave and I, we are suckers for low budget horror movies. We eat them up. We watch as much as possible. IMDb lists your budget as a whopping $300. Is that accurate or is that not so accurate?
No, it's accurate. That was everything that I had to buy for the film itself, which really was only police lights that we could put on top of a car, and then which the officer that did play, he's an actual police officer, so that's why he had the costume already. So, but it was just the police lights and caution tape for the most part, and then some food and like a toy. I put the toys that I bought for them for doing the movie in the budget. So, but yeah, no, everything in it was practical, and it was stuff we had lying around the house. The lighting was lamps. We would move closer to the character when they were on screen. Yeah, it was 100% DIY.
Man,
That
I'm
is
telling you,
amazing.
I'm not just saying this, Sean, because you're here. Like I said, we've watched many low budget movies, but right by low budget, I mean, that's not, we're not talking $300. We're talking several thousand, right?
Yeah.
But a low budget. Some of those cannot touch what you've done with one camera, your family, and $300. I mean, I seriously, I really feel like you're blowing smoke because it does not seem possible. Because, I mean, literally, Ike and I have, we watch a lot of movies. We have watched theatrical releases that I really feel like I feel like you've made a better film than them. And
Wow.
it is incredible, especially considering we love the grassroots thing, man. We are huge supporters of independent filmmakers and that kind of stuff. But I mean, we saw that $300, we thought, they've got to be missing a zero or two. There's no way. That does not seem right.
No.
It blows my mind.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate it. I'm kind of speechless, to be quite honest. I don't know what to say, but I really appreciate it. No smoke. It 100% was that.
Well,
If you want to throw in food, because a lot of times the budget will incorporate like the food that you feed the cast, things like that. I mean, it was just groceries that we would buy normally, so I couldn't really put that in there. So it was just like, yeah.
I mean, when you got the director and an actress that are making dinner for everybody. I mean, it
It's
works,
right.
right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we would stop shooting and then, have dinner.
And as Ike will tell, I mean, I'm very critical of found footage films. Because I went for a long time. I mean, I love Blair Witch, but I went for a long time a lot of found footage I didn't like because I thought they all blurred together a lot, right? They all felt the same.
I do
And there's been a
agree.
few recently that have really turned my mind on it, and yours is one of them. I really felt it felt different, right? It was a different approach. And like Ike said earlier, it didn't try to overcomplicate what shouldn't be overcomplicated, right? The three camera points, right? The mobile, the two static, makes sense. That's the way it should be. And like Ike said earlier, a lot of found footage films try to overdo, and it doesn't make sense in the concept. And I just feel like, man, I feel like you nailed it. And found footage is not my bread and butter, not my favorite, but man, I really fell in love with your film,
Well,
and
thank you.
I thought you did it right.
Well,
So.
thank you.
For point of reference, he's downplaying it a little bit, but there were times where we would talk about found footage and he would just be like, nope, I'm not gonna watch it, like straight up. Because I am an absolute just sucker for found footage films. Like, I'll watch anything found footage, but he's the opposite. He was like, no way.
Okay.
And we sort of got him into it with like the new VHS films. And there was another independent film.
That's what Deadspin. Was it, that's what it's
Oh,
called? Was it
or it's like,
Deadspin?
yeah,
Yeah.
the one on Shutter. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's camera. Yeah.
But so he kind of has gotten his way more towards it. So when we watched this movie, I honestly was like, either he's gonna love it or he's gonna pull the same, like, oh, I don't like found footage, but he obviously loved it. So
Yeah.
Well,
Well,
you
I'm glad
sold me,
that's
Sean.
what
You
you agree.
sold me.
Well, good. That's awesome.
So you mentioned 6 months earlier, right? So talk to me again about that, the 6 months. How long did it take you to film and edit this movie total? I mean, is that the 6 months you're talking, or?
So yes, the film itself took it so consecutive, it was about 6 months, and then we had to, like, for the distribution, we had some other stuff we had to do to get it ready for release, which probably added like a day or so. But yeah, for the most, it was 4 months of shooting, 1 month of writing, and then 1 month of editing.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Okay.
and the reason it took so long to shoot is obviously because they're small kids, right? Like, their attention span is very small. So we would shoot, it was like an hour every other day we would try, and then it turned into like we wouldn't shoot for like 3 or 4 weeks because they just didn't want to. So yeah, so it took a lot longer than it should have, but yeah, but it worked out.
That's funny. I mean, to be fair, they're not trained actors, so that makes sense.
And it was a favor. Well, I say it was a favor. They knew from the start they were going to get a toy out of it, and they were like, yeah, let's do this. I want my toy. And I did tell them, I made it very, very clear that you don't get nothing until this movie's done. So they wouldn't get it beforehand. But no,
Well,
it took a while, but it was good. It was good.
we won't cue them in on union rates or anything like that.
No,
We'll
let's
let the
not. No, they're good.
right.
I love that. All right. So, sort of along those same lines, there's a lot of steps that go obviously into, filming, creating, writing, editing. But one of the most important things about a film is premiering it. How did you premiere this film? Did you have like an official premiere? What did that look like? And tell us a little bit.
Like a public one or an,
Yeah.
so it was Terra Films, the one who distributed it. They kind of took reins of that part of it, but it premiered first on their YouTube channel, and the reason it done that, it was so because it has every language auto subtitled, right? So everyone across the world could see it. So that was the whole point of that, and then it hit Tubi shortly after, and then now Screenbox. So that's what it was. There wasn't any theatrical release or anything like that, because it's super expensive. But yeah, no, they took over all that. So wherever they tried, we tried to get it everywhere, obviously. But YouTube, and people kind of, you hear, oh, it's on YouTube. It's like, okay, well, that kind of speaks low on the film, right? But in reality, it doesn't. It allows other countries to be able to watch it as well, and that was the whole point. So I'm
Yeah.
glad they did it in the route that it went, because it seems to work out. So.
No, I mean, and YouTube is, I mean, I've always kind of had like the thought process that YouTube is a fantastic way for creators to get stuff out there for free, essentially. And same thing with Tubi. Obviously, I don't know all the logistics behind Tubi, but obviously Tubi is a free service,
Right.
and there's a lot of fantastic work on Tubi, so there's no shame in that process, because I've seen stuff on YouTube, and I guess this proves the point that it's so much better than some of the stuff you see in theaters. So
Yeah.
I guess it worked out then.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Everybody shouldn't shy away from YouTube. There's a lot of good stuff on there. So.
Yeah, definitely. But you mentioned Screenbox, right? And that's a big step, right? Because Screenbox is a very I love Screenbox. We love Shudder. There's a big platforms for horror creators to be able to target in on their audience. And you mentioned, right, it would just debut on Screenbox May 17th. You said your distributor handled all that. Are you involved at all in that process? Or how do you hear, hey, Sean, your movie's going on screen, but what is that like from your standpoint?
So they communicate it where they're pitching it is the way they frame it. And then if the one they're pitching it to accepts it, they'll tell us. Now the issue is a lot of them don't really tell you the date they're going to make it live, so we don't really have that until it kind of like the day of or maybe a couple days before. Which I was really happy with Screenbox, like I knew way ahead of time. So that was awesome. But yeah, so they communicate everything through phone call, email. They've actually been very, very good. So if you have, Go Terror Films. Shout out to them. So and to the Screenbox thing, like yeah, that actually was a life goal was to get it on Screenbox. And yeah, as of yesterday, like I checked that off my list. I was like, I could have keeled over, I'd have been fine. Like I was very happy. So
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, right? I mean, yeah, YouTube, those are all great, and we love those. But man, as a guy who made a horror film, to think your film's now on Screenbox with some absolutely classic films, right? I mean, it's some unbelievable. I mean, that's gotta feel good as a creator.
It does. It is humbling first. Like I'm just like honestly baffled at the whole thing. It's like how I we're all our worst critics, right? So I'm like, me personally, I'm like, eh. But because I made it, and I do that with everything, it's not a detriment to the film. But at the same time, it's like, how did this happen? Like where, it's like it's crazy to me. It just baffles me. I don't know what to say, but I can't. I don't know. I thank them like almost daily. Like I'm just like, thank you.
Well, and now, so now your daughter can go around and say, "Hey, I'm a
Right? Yeah,
Screenbox
yeah, yeah. And she knows what it is too. So
star."
100%. Yeah. I'm sure she's going around school being like, as a Monday, she's gonna be like, yep, we've done it. Like we're there. I'm moving to Hollywood, people, peace out. Like
That's great.
Oh man. Well, we kind of talked a little bit about the premiere, and obviously now that the film has premiered officially on Screenbox, especially since this is after it's premiered, you obviously got to watch it and view it. But now that fans have gotten to view it, I heard that you did sort of like a live watch along type deal where people were tweeting at you. How was that, and how was the reception to that?
It was a lot of fun, like a lot of fun. A thing about me is I have very bad anxiety, so things like that, I get kind of uncomfortable and it's hard to handle. But it was good. I loved it, and the reception seemed to be very, very good. To the point to where no one was tweeting for a little bit because they were all like glued to the screen. So, and then someone came back and was like, "Oh, I forgot to tweet." Like it was like I was watching the movie. So, no, it went well, and I was very thankful for Jeff is yeah, Jeff is the one that
Yeah, Jeff
started it.
Whitmore. Yeah.
So it was great. Like I loved every bit of it. So
Yeah,
I love
he's
that.
a great guy, man. Very supportive of horror in general, especially at Screenbox Products. All the time doing stuff like that. And yeah, he's a great guy to help do
Agreed.
that stuff. And yeah, I mean, I saw some of the, I wasn't following along at the time, but in retrospect, I saw some of the tweets, and it's very cool. I've not seen anything negative, right? I've seen lots of positives. Hey, you got to watch this. This is really, really good. And I think you mentioned it in that live tweeting, but I know you confirmed it with us. There is a sequel happening
There is.
to Life of Belle.
Yes, sir.
I know you can't give away much. What can you tell us? And I have to say, in our last episode, we kind of unofficially made an elevator pitch to you about a documentary. So what do you think of our elevator pitch?
I loved it, actually, and never really thought about it that way, to be quite honest. And the movie itself was always intended to be two parts.
Okay.
So the story. Which you'll see, and I can't say anything right now because
Sure, yeah.
we're ways off. But yeah, no, I loved it. And matter like I think I said to you, like I'm gonna try and do like a maybe something along those lines, like a short little docu-series
That'd be
thing
cool.
leading up to the sequel, because I think that's a really great idea. But the sequel is not a documentary, and it 100% is a sequel to the movie. And it will answer the questions that you're going to have at the end, which I'm not going to
Yeah.
spoil right
No,
now.
right. Yeah. It's yeah, I mean the movie's fresh out. We don't
Yep.
want to spoil anything yet.
Nope.
But you did say it's not going to be found footage, correct? It's going to be
No,
more.
it is found footage.
Okay. It
It
is
is,
found footage.
yeah.
Okay.
It's
Gotcha.
just
Okay.
it won't be a
Documentary style.
documentary style, but
Gotcha.
it'll be full found footage.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and there's some stuff that we're gonna, like I said, the biggest question that I get asked will be answered in that one, and that's what I always tell them, being like, wait for part two, you'll
Sure.
understand. But yeah, so it definitely found footage. But we're going to tackle some different themes. Like everything we're trying to do, they always have this one thing that we're trying to, like, for Life of Belle, realism was what we were trying going after. So like everything had to be as real as possible, right? So, and then this next one is something different, while sticking with realism, but it'll tackle something different that you'll see at that time.
Yeah. Now, do you feel, is it, I mean, is it the bones of it written? Are you working on that now? I mean, yeah, so you're there, right? You're ironing out stuff.
I am ironing it out. However, we have another film that's not tied to Life of Belle coming out first
Okay.
that we are
Well,
working, we're shooting on this year. So,
okay. What can you tell us about that?
is that the Children of the Woods that I saw on IMDb that?
No, that's actually my brother's movie.
Okay.
And I had a small role in it to help him out, so that's why I was tied to it. So. Yeah, but
Okay.
everybody should check that one out too. That it's shaping up to be really well when it launches.
Yeah, so what can you tell us about this other film then?
So the other film, the title was Episode 12 is the name
Okay.
of the film. And it deals with closure, and how the road to closure can be very misleading.
Oh, all right.
And that's all I'm going
Well,
to
and I
say.
have to ask though, you're right, you're doing these things, right? All these familiar, there's a sequel coming. Have the kids' demands gone up, right? Are we, I mean, that you bought them a toy for the first one. Are we saying, Dad, we got to have more than one now? I mean, I'm a star. My price has gone up. It's, yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
for this next one, yes, that budget is probably going to double to 600, all just toys. So
I think you're developing a prima donna there. I
a little
don't
bit.
know.
And
That's all
sadly,
right.
Link's starting to get that way now too. So
Man, Sean, give her all the toys, man, because she's
I
great, and
agree.
so is Link. So yeah, they're great. They deserve them, man. Keep them going,
Yeah.
because
Yeah, they're actually very excited. They're because they keep asking when we're doing another one, and I'm like,
good.
I'm going as fast
That's
as I can,
fun.
people. Like, yeah. So, yeah, no, they're
They don't
excited
understand
for
the
this one.
process, right? They're like, let's
No,
just film, Dad.
no, they don't. But this next one is so I'm gonna try my best to blur the line between found footage and typical movies to where, yeah. So
And this is
that
the,
was my next.
are we talking about the episode 12?
Yes, sir.
And your children and your wife, they'll all be in this one too. This is going to be another
They
family project.
are, and a lot of other people. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I
But
look forward to that.
it's, yeah, I'm really excited. I actually read the script to, or the opening, the first 30 minutes to, Sarah yesterday. And she was like, don't stop. Like, I got to know what's happening. So I think I'm really excited for it. Once we
Well,
start it. So.
We are too. So, but definitely keep us posted on that because we're going to want to know how
I
that's
will.
progressing, and when we can see that. And
I will
yeah,
definitely.
keep us posted.
Yeah.
So,
Hint, hint, screen box.
yeah, right. All right.
I
Yeah,
will. I'm joking.
yeah. Definitely.
I love that. But also before we move too far forward, I wanted to just comment. You can blame me partially for the documentary pitch, because we were talking about it. I'm trying to get him to watch a movie. It's called Horror in the High Desert. Which is documentary style, and that's so great. But I was like, it's like, oh, that'd be so cool. And then he told me that he was talking to you behind the scenes, and I was like, oh man, he's throwing our stuff at him. Like, hey, you better do that.
Hey, but you could tell your daughter though that Ike wanted to do a time jump and recast your daughter. So Belle, so
Oh
tell her
man, about to get fired.
Oh gosh, okay.
Yeah, she won't like that. So blame that on him. That wasn't my idea. That was his idea.
That,
yeah.
Okay. That was me, yes.
Yeah, no. No, that ain't happening. Like, sure.
Yeah, you gotta live. You gotta live with her. You
exactly.
I'm waiting for like a little fist to come on screen. Just like,
yeah.
She's probably outside the door listening right now. So,
oh man,
that's great.
Or I'm on a child shit list as it is. So.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So as we said, the movie's Life of Bill. It is an excellent, excellent movie. We highly recommend it. You know, we gave it a 3.5 screams. Sean, that's a great rating for us because that, you know, we don't go to 4 and above for just anything. So 3.5, man, I'm telling you, beat out a lot of big theatrical releases with that.
That's
so everybody, you need to go check the movie out on Screenbox now. So Sean, you talked about, you've got this other film coming. There's a sequel coming in the future. You're obviously motivated to keep working. How can people follow you? What's the best way for them to follow you to keep up on these projects and know how these things are developing?
Any of the social medias I'm on, trying to think of what my Instagram is, sean.robinson36. And then Twitter is, I believe,
I think it's Life of Bell.
Life of Bell, yeah.
Yeah.
At Life of Bell, which might have to change that when the other ones come out. But no, that's really the best way to follow me. And I'm not on them that much, but those are the two that I focus on. So,
well, like we said, keep us posted, give us updates. We'll make sure we get it out there to our followers.
Thank you.
We do a news bit, so we'll include you and keep people abreast on what's happening in your movies. Cause, like I said, everybody I've seen loves this film. And so I'm sure they're anticipating your follow-ups. And I know we are. I loved it. The movie, it blew me away because I didn't, you know, you don't expect, right? You don't expect what I tell you. I know it sounds like I'm just, because you're here, I'm giving, but it's not. It is absolutely true. You can tell Ike off air, I was just like, man, this is really? And he, the $300, like that can't be right. Cannot be right. No way. We were overly impressed. You're very, very talented, very creative. Your children are very, very talented and creative. Your wife was great. She was, man, she was terrifying. And
I slept on the couch like for like weeks after this movie.
I bet. Yeah. I bet. Yeah. So you know, and again, your brother, he wasn't in the film a lot, but he did a great job with his part too.
Yeah, and he's, right. He's not my favorite Robinson though.
Yeah. It's too late, man. You already pissed the daughter off. You can't make up.
Right,
now.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, she just passed me a note that says hang up now. So, yeah.
Oh.
I really I do want to say, if it's okay, I want to say thank you to you guys and really everybody that gives it a chance. This is way beyond what I expected from the movie. I'm not gonna lie. Like getting even 10 strangers to watch something of mine is what my goal was. So for it to be on now Screenbox is just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So I really, really from the bottom of my heart, thank everybody. So whether you like it or hate it. So
yeah.
I thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Well, Ike and I have always said, you know, Screenbox, they're such great platforms, right? Because it gives guys like you an opportunity to get these out. And if it wasn't for something like Screenbox, we may not have ever seen your film. And that's sad. I hate that. Right. And we went and seen some theatrical movies. And I'm like, ugh. And, you know, and here it is, your little film, $300 film on Screenbox. I mean,
it's crazy,
so
right?
It is. That's one of the great, great things about, you know, technology and where we stand now is the ability for creators to get their work out there for us to see. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for you for this film. And Ike, anything you want to throw in there before we get out of here?
Well, just obviously, thank you so much. And, you know, you gave us the opportunity not only to see your film because you made it, but also you gave us the opportunity to interview you. And this is our first true interview for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we've done interviews for other things, but for a horror movie, a director, I mean, this is like a dream come true for me because I'm interviewing a director from one of my favorite recent horror films. So
that's
I
awesome.
Really appreciate that.
And we always said we were going to be choosy, right? We wanted to do some interviews, but not just because with someone we truly wanted to talk to. And literally when we watched this film, we're like, man, we need to talk to this guy, right? I want to talk to. And then when you got back with us on social media, I'm like, definitely, definitely. Cause I so appreciated you giving us some feedback on what we said and answering some of our questions. I thought, man, this is great. We need to talk to him. And so I'm glad we connected. And
Yeah, me too.
yeah, it's
Thank you.
very good. So everybody, go watch Life of Bell on Screenbox. Sean, thank you for joining us.
My
And
pleasure.
we look forward to your future films. Tell your daughter that I said hi, that Ike said to recast her. It's his fault. And
I will.
make sure she realizes that there's two of us on this podcast and that
Yes.
Ike's the bad one. So
Okay. Fair enough.
no,
I'll do
but no, but
that. Oh,
give
man.
her best to your entire family. Give all this praise to them too, because they did a wonderful job as well.
I
And
will.
tell them that we're fans of all of them. And
Okay. I will definitely. Thank
you're
you.
absolutely. So have a good weekend, Sean, and
All right.
keep in
You
touch.
too. Thank you, sir.